Is it going? It's not registered in minutes, seconds. There it is. Oh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Jesus calls all of us to follow him. From our gospel reading this morning, we see that Jesus picked ordinary men to follow him and become his disciples. And he called them out specifically from what they were doing and asked them to follow him. And he said, "Follow me." And what was their response? They immediately left the nets, they left the boats, and with James and John, they left their father. These were men who worked. They were not trained in the sacred schools. They were unlearned, possibly illiterate, and considered by the various religious groups within Judaism as people of the land or peasants. At Pentecost, these men were revealed to be the wisest of all by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they went on to establish God's kingdom on earth and to preach the gospel to all the world. Now, what do we have in common with these men? We're human, most of us. We have jobs. We have things that we have to do in the world. No professional fishermen, although there are several that enjoy fishing. But Christ called out to them, and we have been called. We are being called, and we will be called. All those things are part of our salvation as we live the life that Christ calls us to. And all of us are called to follow me. We are called to follow Christ and to be his disciples. Are we all called to be apostles? No. But we are all called to believe in Christ and to have faith in him. We're all called to obey him and to repent and turn from a life of sin and to live a life of holiness. To live a life of holiness in his church, which is the body of Christ. We're called to respond to Christ. We're called to respond to Christ and to God the Father and to the Holy Spirit. To acknowledge back to God his call and to be in his family and in his kingdom and to act and be a part of that family. I want you to think back when you were a child. Those of you that are children can think in the present, as in right now. Be outside playing and your mom or your dad would call you. Frederick! That's my name, in case you didn't know that. It's Leo Frederick Shelburne. Frederick! Come in! Well, immediately, what has happened here? You're confronted with a decision. Do I want to respond to that call or not? I mean, I'm really busy playing. We got army to do, and there's some trucks over there that need some dirt in them. I mean, this is important stuff. So you have to decide, what are you going to do to the call from your parents? Are you going to ignore it? Are you going to pretend you didn't hear it? Did you hear something? No. I didn't. Are you going to reject your mom or your dad's call when they call you? All of that usually led to bad decisions and had consequences. That was a bad decision and there were consequences. And in the same way, if we ignore the call of Christ to each of us, there are bad consequences. And there can be results of our failing to obey God. There are bad results and consequences that we have to live with because of our actions and because of our disobedience. If we've done things, sometimes they have bad consequences, and we have to live the rest of our life with those. But then again, Christ gives us great hope. We may have to live with those circumstances or consequences. But whatever my circumstances were or are, and whatever your circumstances were or are now, whatever anyone's circumstances were and are, Christ is here. And he calls all men to repentance, to come to him, to be saved, to be forgiven, to be healed physically, spiritually, and to be made a member of God's family. St. Gregory Palamas. The Lord himself tells us that he sees us as his family, saying, "Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." It's from Matthew. Notice what procures this sublime kinship for us. It is living virtuously in a way pleasing to God and acting according to his commandments. For that is the will of the Father above. But anyone who does not the Heavenly Father's will, anyone who does not do the Heavenly Father's will, far from having any relationship with him, is a descendant of the enemy. That is why the Lord told the Jews, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do," in John 8. And when they said they were children of Abraham, he replied, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham." Christ called the apostles, and they responded immediately. Christ calls us, and we respond. Are we all apostles? No. But we all have a calling to do what God wants us to do in whatever place we are. It doesn't matter if you're a child, if you're a parent, what your work is, whether you're at play. God calls us. Christ calls us to come and be a part of his family, to live that life of holiness, to work and serve wherever we are. Whoever's in front of you, whatever's in front of you, you do that to the Lord and for the Lord. Sometimes that's hard to do, but that's what he calls us to do. He calls us to live a life of humility. He calls us to love God, to love one another, and to love our neighbor. To reject sin and evil and immorality and idolatry. To reject that. To pray. To worship God in the divine liturgy and partake of the Holy Eucharist. To pray. To be thankful for God's mercy and for his grace to each one of us as we live our lives. to believe and have faith and hope of eternal life, to serve God and each other in His church. And I'm sure there's many more things we can add to that. But that's what we're called to do. Again, a short quote from St. Gregory. Brethren, let us follow Christ, the Good Shepherd, who leads us into the pastures and folds of eternal life. Let us retain His image and likeness through living virtuously, that we may not fall from His life-giving hand. By means of good works, let us bear fruit for Him, that we may be the Lord of hosts, vineyard newly planted and beloved. Let us do the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, that we may have Him as our Father. Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, that we may be called the house of God. May God grant us ears to hear and hearts to listen and humility to follow Christ whenever He calls us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.